content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, this is Steve Lord from Triangle Radio Reading Services, reading the City of Raleigh, Parks, Recreation, Cultural Resources, Specialized Recreation and Inclusion Services, VIP or Visually Impaired Program newsletter for the months of March and April 2018. The office is located at 2401 Wade Avenue in Raleigh. The office phone number 919-996-2147. Their email is sris@raleighnc.gov. The Visually Impaired Program is intended for individuals 18 and older with visual impairments unless otherwise noted. Program registration numbers will be reviewed 1 week in advance to determine whether there is sufficient registration to hold the program. This is consistent with other city programs and provides the opportunity for respectful and timely communications for all participants, staff, and program locations. All participants must complete and sign a participation form before participating in any activity. These forms are valid for 1 year. Please be prepared to complete prior to event participation. Standard fees for transportation are $4 for a round-trip fee, $2 fee for program where door-to-door is provided one way. Individual fees are determined for travel programs. The number of participants, a minimum of 6 participants registered to run any program will be the program standard, but it will be evaluated on a case-by-case basis per program. A minimum of 8 participants registered to run any travel program, day or overnight, based on a 1-to-4 ratio. We may require 9 on some occasions. Registration will not be accepted without payment. Participants should be prepared to make payment at the time of registration. If leaving a message to register, staff will expect payment to be remitted when returning the call to confirm registration. Additional information regarding the city's fee assistance program is available upon request. Additional policies are noted at the end of this podcast. Now here are the ongoing activities for the months of March and April 2018. On Mondays, darts at the 5 Point Center for Active Adults. The dates in March are the 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th. The dates in April are the 2nd, 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th. Registration for March is $8, or including transportation, $16. Registration for April is $10, or including transportation, $20. The program runs each month from 6:30 p.m. until 8:15 p.m. Come enjoy a competitive evening playing darts. You must register for a month in order to participate. Weekly registrations are not available. Meet at the 5 Point Center, 2000 Noble Road. Door-to-door transportation home is available. On Tuesdays, Walking to Wellness at the Triangle Town Center. The program runs on March 27th and April 24th. Both dates are from 6 p.m. until 7 p.m. The program is free to register, transportation optional, $2 per month. This is a family program. This walking program is for beginners or for those who already walk and are looking to increase their physical activity. The group will walk at the Triangle Town Center, rain or shine. Meet at Triangle Town Center, lower level family area in front of Sears, 5959 Triangle Town Boulevard. Door-to-door transportation home is available. Also on Tuesdays, water aerobics at Millbrook Exchange. The program runs in March on the 6th and 20th, and in April on the 3rd and 17th. All programs run from 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. There is free registration or $4 for transportation per month. This is for ages 14 and up. This shallow water exercise class will focus on improving posture, balance, and range of motion, giving you an overall workout to improve your health and level of fitness. Bring your own swimsuit and towel. Meet at Millbrook Exchange Pool, 1905 Spring Forest Road. Door-to-door transportation home is available. On Wednesdays, Fun Bowl at Buffalo Lanes North. In March, the program runs the 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th. In April, the 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th. On all dates, the program runs 12:30 p.m. until 2:30 p.m. Registration is $4 per month. Each game costs $1, up to 3 games, and you will need to pay the bowling alley in cash each day. Participants must be able to carry balls to and from the bowling lane and be able to bowl unassisted. One-on-one instruction is not provided. Pin spotters and rails are available. Weekly registration is not available. You must register for a month in order to participate. Meet at the Buffalo Lanes North, 5900 Oak Forest Road. There is no door-to-door transportation home available. Beep Baseball. We are currently working with other teams to put together a beep ball season this year. As soon as we have more details, we will let you know. In the meantime, please call 919-996-2147 to let us know if you are interested in playing or volunteering. Season is set to start on Wednesday, March 7th. Also on Wednesdays, bingo at the Chavez Community Center. In March, it's the 28th, in April, the 25th. The program runs on all dates from 7 p.m. until 8:45 p.m. Each month is $2 to register, or $4 including transportation. This is for ages 14 and up. Join us for an evening of fellowship, fun, and bingo. Braille and large print cards are available. There will be no food or drink provided. Participants are welcome to bring or order food to be delivered to the program location. Food and delivery and eating should not interrupt the program. Meet at the Chavez Community Center, 505 Martin Luther King Boulevard. Door-to-door transportation home is available. On Thursdays, Trivia Night at Buffalo Brothers. In March, it's the 15th. In April, it's the 19th. All programs run from 6 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Both months are free to register, or $2 per month, including transportation. Put on your thinking caps and join us for dinner and a fun night of trivia. DJ Trivia will be hosting, and trivia begins at 7:30 p.m. Please bring money for dinner. Meet at Buffalo Brothers, 3111 Capitol Boulevard. Door-to-door transportation home is available. On Fridays, the Audio Book Club at the North Carolina Library for the Blind. It's March 9th and April 13th, both dates from 10 a.m. until noon. There's no cost, but no transportation is provided. If you're interested in joining the book club, please contact Marlene Debo at 919-733-4376. The book group meets at the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, 1841 Capitol Boulevard in Raleigh. Also on Fridays, Outlaw Bowling at Buffalo Lanes North. The Outlaw program is the nation's largest and most consistent blind bowler league. Participation is governed by league bylaws and officers. Contact Sharon Benton, league president, at 919-755-0700 for league information and transportation needs. Now here are your March activities in calendar date order. Dinner and a movie social on Sunday, March 4th, from 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. Registration, including transportation, is $4. Join us for dinner and a movie at a rotating local restaurant and movie theater. As new releases come out, we'll spend some time socializing, enjoying each other's company, and the current feature of the month. Location and movie will be determined 1 week in advance. Must be ready for pickup at 2 p.m. Door-to-door transportation to program location and home is included. The Music of Michael Jackson, Thursday, March 8th, from 6:30 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. Registration, including transportation, is $67. If you love Michael Jackson, then you must join us as the North Carolina Symphony jams to songs from his early years with the Jackson 5 to his mega-hit album Thriller and beyond. Our main floor seats will allow us the chance to really jam to the beat. Our friends from the Dragon Social Club will be joining us. Space is limited. Please have dinner before you arrive. No one-on-one assistance provided. Meet at the JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue at 6:30 p.m. Door-to-door transportation home is provided. Birds, Brews, and Barbecue, Saturday, March 17th, from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. Registration including transportation is $52. This is for ages 21 and up. Local cooks will compete to be barbecue cook-off champion. Try them all and vote for your favorites while sampling beer from North Carolina craft brewers. Nothing complements great Eastern North Carolina barbecue better than craft beer from local breweries. Your ticket includes admission to Sylvan Heights Bird Park, plus food, games, live music, and more. Meet at the JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue at 2:30 p.m. Door-to-door transportation home is provided. Now here are the April activities. Sunday, April 1st, dinner and a movie social from 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. Registration with transportation, $4. Join us for dinner and a movie at a rotating local restaurant and movie theater. As new releases come out, we'll spend some time socializing, enjoying each other's company, and the current feature of the month. Location and movie will be determined 1 week in advance. Must be ready for pickup at 2 p.m. Door-to-door transportation to program location and home is included. Thursday, April 12th, chocolate making social, 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. Registration, including transportation, $52. Join us for an evening of chocolate making. We'll enjoy a demonstration, free samples, and many chocolate molds to choose from to make our own chocolates. We'll pair it with many different toppings, hot chocolate wine, and sipping chocolate. Each participant will take home 1/2 pound of chocolate each. Please have dinner before you arrive. Meet at the JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue at 5:30 p.m. Door-to-door transportation home is provided. Sunday, April 29th, Treehouse Vineyards Tour and Dinner, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Registration, including transportation, $52. This is for ages 21 and up. Join us for a tour of the beautiful Treehouse Vineyards, a North Carolina family-owned vineyard and winery. The vineyard produces handcrafted Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, dry white blend, and several award-winning native muscadine wines. After our wine tasting, we'll stroll the property, which has rocking chairs, lazy swings, and maybe take in a round of cornhole. We'll head into the town of Monroe for dinner, place to be determined, before heading back. So please bring money for your meal. Space is limited. Our friends from the Dragon Social Club and HIP program will join us. Meet at the JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue at 10:30 a.m. Door-to-door transportation home is provided. If you have any questions or concerns about programs, please call the office at 919-996-2147 before you register. Here are the program policies. Unless otherwise noted, all programs are for individuals ages 18 and older who are blind or have various levels of visual impairment. Family members must register for events noted as family event with the participating visually impaired family member. Participants under the age of 18 must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian. When registering, please be sure to identify family members and anyone underage to the office staff. Program fees still apply. The only way to secure your registration is by making payment to the City of Raleigh. Checks, money orders, or credit cards are accepted. Registration for programs will be reviewed 1 week in advance to determine whether the program will run, and so notifications can be sent to staff, participants, and so forth. Registration may be left on voicemail. Participants should be prepared to make payment when staff returns the call to confirm registration. Please clearly leave your name, the event and event date, whether or not you need transportation, if applicable, when and how to expect your payment, and your contact information. Program cancellations or withdrawals may be left on voicemail. However, we will follow the refund policy that will be noted in a moment. Please clearly leave your name, the event and event date, the reason for your cancellation, and your contact information. All participants must complete and sign a participation form before participating in any activity. These forms are valid for 1 year. Transportation will only be available for individuals ages 8 and older or those who meet the 80-pound requirement for not needing a booster seat. When door-to-door to and from a program is available, we will pick up participants up to 2 hours before the scheduled event, based on the number of participants riding. Please be ready 2 hours prior to the program time. You will hear the driver blow the horn 3 times. Drivers will only make stops predetermined by the office except in emergency situations. Drivers may pick up or drop off participants at any location within the City of Raleigh limits. The location is not required to be a residence. Please notify staff and/or drivers as soon as possible. Last-minute requests are not guaranteed. Program volunteers or personal assistants must be approved by office staff prior to attending programs. Additional paperwork may be required and may take up to 2 weeks for processing. There must be a minimum of 6 participants registered for any program to run. For travel, there must be a minimum of 8 participants registered to run. We may require 9 if the program ratio is budgeted higher. All program participants must be able to meet and load the vehicle without assistance. Drivers may not leave the vehicle unattended. All program participants must be able to participate and interact appropriately in a social setting. All participants riding city vehicles are required to wear seat belts while the vehicle is in motion, if they are available. No smoking on vehicles or City of Raleigh property unless in designated smoking areas. Open food or drink is not allowed on the vehicle. No profanity will be allowed on the vehicle or at programs. Please refrain from wearing strong cologne or perfume to respect those with allergies. Only registered participants, staff, and approved volunteers or personal assistants are authorized to ride transportation. Now here's the refund policy. 100% refund, credit, or transfer if the department cancels a program. 100% credit or transfer fees to another program at time of withdrawal, or 85% refund based on total cost of program. Refund, credit, or transfer requests received less than 14 days prior to the start date of a program will not be granted. Refunds for medical reasons requested prior to the start date of a program will be granted at 100%, subject to verification. A credit may be used by any family member on the same registration account. Non-attendance or non-participation in a program does not entitle a patron to a refund. And finally, here's the non-discrimination policy. The City of Raleigh Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Resources Department does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, national origin, sex, religion, age, sexual orientation, or disability in employment opportunities or the provision of services, programs, or activities. A participant alleging discrimination on the basis of any of the aforementioned areas may file a complaint with the Director of the Raleigh Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Resources Department or the Office of Equal Opportunity, U.S. Department of the Interior, Washington, D.C., 20240. You have been listening to the March and April 2018 edition of the Raleigh VIP Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Steve Lord, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, www.triangleReadingService.org. So long till next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.